Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
And for another Rugby World Cup report, the countdown to the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup continues, and the excitement is beginning to mount ahead of the four cracking games that are lined up for the weekend. The Springboks' focus is solely on France, who will be a tough nut to crack at Stade de France. And to make matters even more exciting, the iconic 82,000-seater stadium has been sold out. One aspect of the game that the Springboks have excelled in is their discipline, which has been exceptional in the tournament. The reigning world champions are the only one of the 20 teams that played at the World Cup not to have conceded a single yellow or red card at the tournament to date. The Boks will once again focus on this, especially with the New Zealander Ben O'Keefe having been appointed to ref the game. Springbok forwards coach Dion Davids said as a squad they have placed a lot of emphasis in their discipline throughout the tournament.
The buy-in of the players and ensuring that they do everything possible to get better in training and also on their own. In terms of the workouts that they do, I think that helps us to stay within the law. But you know the game, big accidents happen. Touch wood, it won't happen to us going forward. But at this stage, we are very impressed with the way the team behaved in terms of not conceding yellow cards on the field.
Also, a massive congratulations has to go out to Bloemfontein's very own Jaco Peper, who has been appointed to officiate the quarterfinal between Wales and Argentina in Marseille on Saturday. Wayne Barnes of England will take the whistle for the match against the All Blacks and Ireland, and Mathieu Reynald of France is in charge of the game between England and Fiji. Meanwhile, there is unfortunately a shadow hanging over the Springboks' campaign because of the WADA saga, which could see the Boks having to do without the South African flag or national anthem for the quarterfinals. This comes in the wake of the government's failure in meeting the deadline to update its anti-doping legislation. The department has until Friday to make this amendment, but it seems almost guaranteed that the deadline will be missed. Scrum coach Don Heman said regardless of what happens, they will continue to play for South Africa with pride and passion.
Springbok players is 100% focused on their job, on what needs to be done this week. I don't think there's focus on jerseys whatsoever. It doesn't matter in which colour jersey or which jersey without a flag on or even without a national anthem. I can tell you and I can assure you one thing. Our whole squad here who represents South Africa, they represent 60 million people back home and they're willing to fight for them. I can assure you that.
Sunday's World Cup quarterfinal between France and the Springboks in Paris kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
Hi. This is so embarrassing. Ek kan nie. Ons is in twee World Cups besig op die oomblik. Cricket en rugby.
Ja.
Dit is verskriklik hartseer.
Nee, is nie hartseer nie. Dit is belaglik.
Yes,
dis
definitely.
Wat het is. Ek dink die Springbokke moet maar die Suid-Afrikaanse vlag maar so op hulle wange verf. Dit is ten minste net gerepresent word. Ja. As ons nie op ons klere kan dra nie. En dan sing ons maar silently die landslied vir onsself.
In ons harte in.
Absurd.